In advance of Irma, we saw videos of flamingos at Busch Gardens in Tampa being marched to safety. Today, the park reports all their animals are safe. There was that heartwarming story of the manatees, those big lugs being rescued after they were stranded when Irma sucked the water out of Sarasota Bay. There are pictures of alligators wandering streets. Joe Wasilewski is in Homestead, Florida. He survived Hurricane Andrew there in 1992 and stayed to face Irma because he's a herpetologist with more than 150 animals that he takes to lectures and rents out to TV shows. Joe, you stayed behind for them. How'd they fare?
Everybody fared well. My property didn't fare well, but the people in the wildlife, all my animals did.
How about your property? What happened?
I have a fairly large compound with a few acres, and trees are down all over it. It's going to take me weeks to move this amount of downed vegetation.
Yeah, well, but as you said, the what are they? Alligators, snakes, lizards? Tell us what's there.
I'm a herpetologist which studies reptiles and amphibians, and I have everything from alligators and crocodiles to iguanas and even a Galapagos tortoise who did well during the storm.
Well, and what if they had? I mean, some people wonder about having these collections of animals in areas that are subject to huge storms. We know during Harvey, there was an alligator rescue area. The waters were rising. People had to be in boats around the refuge area with guns just in case these alligators that they'd saved escaped. We know how there are pythons, more pythons in the Everglades. People, of course, abandoned their pythons there, which is wrong. But there was also a python breeding facility. People think that those pythons got into the Everglades during Andrew. Do you worry about, you know, having these collections?
Well, thanks to Andrew, the Game Commission has adopted new rules for keeping these animals. And in order to do so, you have to submit a hurricane plan. An officer comes out and inspects your property as to your evacuation or ability to ride out a storm along with your animals to keep yourself and them safe.
Yeah, which is what you did. You put them in boxes and crates?
Yes, I did, and locked up. The venomous snakes and the big pythons all were double bagged and locked. And, you know, even though it's a requirement, it makes common sense, and I would do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, you're reminding us of a man that we met outside Tampa once a few years ago who has a circus animal refuge on his property, lions. Are you kind of, you in the animal world, are you in touch with each other in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, there's places. I got a guy right down the block from me that has wolves, and I know a half a dozen people that have tigers and things like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of it down here. And in fact, I do distinctly remember after Hurricane Andrew tracking a lion in the Everglades.
That's right.
Full-grown, yeah. So you just brought goosebumps to me from that memory.
Right. And just your thoughts, too, having been in Andrew and Irma. Any thoughts of leaving?
Hell no. No, this is home. This is where we're going to stay.
By the way, some would say you risked your own life staying back with them. Why are they that important?
They're more than, you know, wildlife. To me, they're my living. I've worked with them and I've cared for them since I can remember my earliest memory. So I just, they're something that is way too close to my heart.
Well, that's Joel Wasilewski, a herpetologist in Homestead, Florida. More than 150 animals at his home. Alligator snakes, lizards, venomous snakes, too. Joe, thanks so much.
You're welcome.